USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is heading out west next week to survey damages from the devastating wildfires in Northern California. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will also visit the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. A few dozen Americans are flying out of Afghanistan on a charter flight in the largest air evacuation since U.S. military forces left at the end of August. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher joins Fox News and says he believes the rest of Americans in the country are being held as hostages.
It appears we're in the midst of what is an unprecedented hostage situation. I mean, these people aren't guests of the emir. They are hostages right now. And the price for getting our people out is going to be millions of dollars to the Taliban.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The WHO is pushing back on the Biden administration and booster shots.
The World Health Organization is calling for a pause on COVID booster shots until the end of the year. The WHO's director general said Wednesday that richer countries should put a hold on offering the third doses and make those shots available to poorer countries who've had a hard time obtaining enough vaccine. Israel has already begun offering boosters to those who have received a two-dose regimen. And the Biden administration has targeted September 20th as the date that boosters will be available in the United States. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Minnesota man who was freed by a bail fund supported by Vice President Kamala Harris is now charged with murder. George Howard allegedly shot another driver during a road rage altercation on an interstate entrance ramp. The shooting occurred just weeks after the Minnesota Freedom Fund bailed him out for $11,500 in connection with a domestic assault case. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Vice President Harris hits a campaign trail for an old friend.
As the self-inflicted crisis at the Mexico-U.S. border remains unresolved, the person in charge of the border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris, is out campaigning for fellow Democrat Gavin Newsom, because this is what's important to the nation.
This recall campaign is about California, and it's about a whole lot more. They're thinking that if they can get this done in California, they can go around the country and do this. You've got to understand what's happening right now. What's happening in Texas? What's happening in Georgia? What's happening around our country with these policies that are about attacking women's rights, reproductive rights, voting rights, workers' rights? They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. Well, we will show them you're not going to get this done, not here, never.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is visiting Worcester, Massachusetts to discuss the American Rescue Plan's support for children and families. The California Democratic Congresswoman saying through the expanded child tax credit, students will be able to reach their full potential.
What we're doing is for them personally, for them to reach their aspirations so that they can go into the future with the confidence to make their difference, their contribution.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.